Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And I first apologize. I had 10 minutes difference between my previous session. I was actually presiding a session, and I was moved to come here within 10 minutes. So, and that it was difficult for me finding my location. All right, I want to talk to you about raised temperature determination of spring camelina cultivars. And Douglas Kobus of Decagon Devices, Colin Campbell, and Andy Bayou, Marcus Foy were all those that assisted me to carry out this study. First of all, camelina is an oilseed crop that has a unique agronomic potential. First of all, it has a very shallow root system. And you can see from my from the right side of the slide, I excavated a soil profile and showed the root distribution. Maximum depth I obtained was 40 centimeters, plus or minus 2. Because of that unique attribute, besides that, it's also a short season crop, and therefore it's been advocated as a potential crop to replace the fallow in a cropping system. And in order to do that, an early planting would be an important management practice. Why? Because it would provide better crop establishment. It also serves as weed control. Why? It will, because the crops would have advantage and they would outcompete the weeds. It will also escape moisture and heat stress at critical growth. If you have your pot filling stages and flowering period at when you have moisture stress in the pot, whether in the summer, what it happens is it's going to drastically affect your system. But having camelina, plantingally is going to help camelina to escape all these stresses. Most importantly, the plants are also going to mature on time, meaning you are going to have enough time for moisture recuperation in order before planting your subsequent crop. That is also another benefit of the early planting. However, frost temperature. I conducted a spring seeding date study on camelina, and I observed that when camelina emerged 4 weeks after planting, when camelina emerged 4 weeks after planting, there was a frost temperature about negative 4.4 degrees Celsius, and the plants were able to withstand. However, my second and third seeding date were just right after emergence and 1 week after emergence, and all of them went they just wiped off because of the cold temperature. As a result, it will be important to know the base temperature for camelina. Base temperature, and that is the objectives of my study, to determine camelina base temperature by the regression and iteration method. I'll go a lot more detail into the different methods so that you understand why I chose to use it. I used two camelina cultivars, Legina and Pronghorn, and I maintained them at constant temperature, negative 2, 0, 4, 8, 12, and 16 degrees Celsius. I didn't go below negative 2 because I already knew from my previous experiment that negative 4 was just not, they would definitely not emerge. And what I did was I monitored emergence twice daily at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. at most 30 days. And I estimated the emergence rate per day, shortened as ERPD. And from the literature, you estimate it by divide 50 by the number of days to reach 50% emergence. I had 20 seeds per plot with 4 replicates and planted at 6 millimeter depth, which is the recommended planting depth for camelina. You regress emergence rate per day with temperature, and usually they recommend having it's a linear relationship, and my study showed that it is up to a point. So I will go into that. So it's a linear relation, and then you set emergence rate per day to 0. If you set it to 0, the negative intercept divided by the slope will then be your base temperature. And as I mentioned earlier on, from 2 degrees Celsius to 16 degrees Celsius, indeed you have a perfect linear relationship. But my maximum emergence at 0 degrees Celsius was 30%. And therefore, you can't estimate the emergence rate per day. So in the nutshell, it would be 0, because we set a critical level of 50% emergence. And we also say base temperature is not just when there is no growth, but also when growth is adversely impacted. And below 50, we would consider that as to be have adversely been affected. And what we had was, but below 2 degrees Celsius, you lose the linearity of the relationship. And therefore, many studies conducted base temperature for several crops using the regression method. And that raises a lot of questions. Why? When you exclude some data points, it changes your base temperature. When I excluded negative 2, I had 0.05 and 0.25 for Ligina and Pongol. And you can see from the table that it varies depending on the data point that you used. This tells you that the regression method is sensitive to the data point. And if you want to get it accurate, it has to be very close to the base temperature. And the base temperature is what you don't know. That is what you are trying to determine. And so you might want to validate that method with another method. And that led me to my second method, which we call the iteration approach. Basically, you have several planting conditions, or you have several plantings, and you estimate your grain degree days using a reasonable base temperature, initially reasonable base temperature, and you estimate your standard error. The difference, the base temperature that will give you the least difference of standard error would be considered as your base temperature. And what I observed was a base temperature of 0.45 and 0.51 for the Pongol and Ligina respectively. Also, what I did was I used the same data set that I got from the regression method. So basically, I have emergence values for all the different temperature conditions, and I was able to estimate my grain degree days requirement. And I varied my base temperature accordingly using the iteration method. All you are doing is you are varying your base temperature to get the least standard error across your various plantings. And also that gave me a base temperature of 0.23 and actually it was the same for all the two cultivars. What we found out was that Camelina base temperature ranged from negative 0.87 to 0.51 with a overall average of 0.05 degrees Celsius using all the methods that we validated. And also using that same average, we had a grain degree day requirement of 44.5. We concluded that the low base temperature suggests an early seeding is possible, but with less risk of frost damage. But as I said earlier, I did experiment, and when it was negative 4 degrees Celsius at critical emerging stage, there was destruction of the crops, and therefore it's less. I use the word less with less risk, so that I presume that you can grow it. So you have to estimate, or you have to check the weather and know what you are expecting of your weather before you commit yourself to planting. Thank you very much.
Do we have any questions? Yeah,
hello.
You mentioned two things, germination, emergence percentage, and rate of emergence.
Yes, please.
Do you expect that the base temperature will be different for both of those things?
I was expecting them to be the same, because the emergence rate per day in the regression method that I use, you are setting it to zero, and therefore you are assuming that there would be no growth. But the absolute value of emergence rate per day and then emergence would be different. But then the base temperature estimation emanating from the two methods should be, if not the same, should be very close.
So if you're looking at maximum percent emergence over time, you know, when you hit that maximum, would you expect that to be different? That's what I would like to know. So if you got percent emergence of 10%, you know, I'm just curious what those numbers would look like.
Oh yeah, I observed about up to zero from 2 degrees Celsius to the 16 degrees Celsius that I had, there was 100% emergence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and actually when you go beyond, actually, if you go 32 degrees Celsius, that it was drastically, it reduced to 80%. And then at 0 degrees Celsius, I had maximum of 30% emergence. And below zero, there was no emergence after the 30 days of incubation.
Yeah,
typical time would also depend on location. So if you go to warmer areas, usually they plant as early as February or even March. But in Wyoming, where I did my master's initially, and that drove me to do camelina for my, this is actually not part of my actual PhD research, just an extra work because I fell in love with camelina. And that we actually have to wait till May. I couldn't even plant in April because the field was so wet. And so you are limited not just by temperature, but also by access to field.
Good. So we'll have to move on. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.